God, you have prepared these hearts this evening in this time of worship and this time of fellowship, Father. And God, we just ask that we just be able to come before you this evening in humble heart and learn and be able to pick what you want for us in our lives, Father. God, we just ask for your strength this evening upon all these young people here and the adults that are here as well. Again, we just thank you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. So, well, I'm 33 years old, I think. My wife said I was 35, but she was wrong.
She was wrong.
I corrected her. Usually women are supposed to be right, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? No, that's wrong. She'll learn that. Anyway, growing up, I grew up in a Christian home. I was born and raised, like I said, knowing the Lord. I don't even remember when I actually gave my life to God as a young child. All I remember was, like my grandparents had not a dairy farm, but they had a farm, and they had an old milk house. And I remember, the most fluid memory I think I have is I was in there, and I remember, I must have been like 4 or 5 years old, I just remember about feeling God's presence on me, and just feeling God saying to me that you were special. That you are my special one. You are mine. And that's what I always knew. I was like, well, I'm God's. I didn't know anything different, right? So, growing up, I wasn't, let's just jump ahead for a second, saying from probably grade 10 to the beginning of my life, I don't like it. I wish I was able to bypass it all. And because it was just not enjoyable. It was not fun. It was a bad experience. So then grade 10 on was fun, but not a good experience, to get my drift. So, now to go back again. So I grew up again, like I said, in a Christian home. And in school and stuff, I just always knew who God was from my family telling me, from going to church and everything. But I didn't actually really understand, I guess, fully about who God really is and that he is real. Like, I always just believed, right? Like, you're always told to have faith and just believe in who God is. So when I was, I think it was probably about 15, 16 years old, I went through some pretty rough trials in my life. Like I said, when I was about 10 years, well, after grade 10, I kind of got a little bit of an attitude and I was not very nice to people and stuff. And that's how I was coping with my previous, like my childhood. And I wasn't, like I said, I wasn't very nice. And about 15 or 16, I was still going to the youth group in that, and we went on a youth rally, actually a youth trip or whatever. We went to down south to Toronto. I don't know if anybody's heard of the Toronto Vineyard Church.
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, we went to the Toronto Vineyard Church for one night after, like, obviously Wonderland and all that, right? So we were there, and I had a lot going on. I didn't want to be with the youth. I was in my point where I was kind of had a little bit of a job on the side, and had the guys at work were always telling me to come party with them and drink and do drugs and smoke and everything. And I never really did any of that stuff. But I was feeling left out. I was feeling lost. My father just passed away when I was 11 years old. I forgot to mention that. So after that, it was just my mom and I for the longest time, and then she remarried, and that was not very enjoyable. And so I started to get lost from the age when I knew that God existed till my father passed away. It was actually a good chunk, actually, is what when I knew God existed, when I felt God existed. But after the fact, I didn't, because I was mad. I was mad that God took my dad away, and I didn't understand why he would do that. That doesn't make sense. You know, like, you're thinking, I'm an 11-year-old boy. I'm just getting to the point where I'm getting to know my father, you know, and he started to teach me stuff, and all of a sudden this happened. So it was really hard. So like I said, I never did drugs. By the grace of God, I've never done drugs. I've never been drunk. I've never smoked. I was very blessed. I see things now at an older age, how much God has protected me in my growing up stage, in my years in high school, in my years at work and everything, through the adversities that I had to go through as a child. So again, we'll get back to when we were at in Toronto. Like I said, we went to the Vineyard Church, and there's probably about, we had a pretty good sized group back then. I think it was like 21 or 24 youth, and we were all there. There was over probably, I think there was over 5,000 people in the conference, like itself, the Vineyard Church. And I just went to the far back by myself, and Patrick, he would happen to be just a couple rows in front of me with his ex-girlfriend. I didn't even know he was there, to tell you the truth, because everybody was on the far side of the church, all the youth. And I was sitting there, and I was confused. Really, 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 really confused. And I was asking God. I sat there just like this, you know. I sat there and I said, I didn't even listen to what the preacher was preaching about. I had no clue. The worship, I had no clue. I was just sitting there. I was angry, frustrated, lonely, very confused, and I was just crying. And I said to God, I said, Lord, are you real? I know that you were real when I was five, when I was young. But was that just something that I was feeling because I was young? Or was it true, and have I just ran away so far that I can't get back? And I was just sitting there and just talking in my mind, not out loud. No one could hear me. Nobody even knew I existed in my own little corner back there. And I was saying to the Lord, I said, God, if you really have to show me, because this is my point. Right here, right now, is my point that if I don't know that I'm going the other way, I'm just going to go start having fun as all my so-called friends that want me to be. You know, they want to be, I want to, you know, hang out and go party. And I'm gonna try it. Why not? I got nothing to lose. So I thought. So I was just sitting there, and a real soft voice started speaking to my heart. And it said, it just is a song. Our God is an awesome God who reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Anybody know it? Well, this song just came into my heart. And I was like, okay, yeah, I know the song. And then I felt really strongly like I have to sing this song for these people in this church. I'm like, shit, that's not going to happen. Okay? So again, a second time, come really hard in my heart to stand up and sing this song for everybody in this church. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. I don't know if I was thinking of fighting my own mind or what, but I was just like, no, I'm not doing this. This is ridiculous, right? A third time, I'm stubborn sometimes. You can ask my wife, she'll tell you.
True, amen, for your brother.
A third time, I really, really strongly felt this song come in my heart and felt like I should stand up and sing it for everybody. And again, I said no, but the instant I said no on the third time, the pastor stopped his service, mid-sentence, stopped dead, and he said, excuse me, there is a young man in this room that has a song he would like to sing for us. If you please be quiet and let him sing. At that moment in my life, it just, my body went numb, because there is no way besides God, there is no way on earth that anybody could know what I was thinking, what was going in my mind and my heart. There's no idea at all. And now that I'm older, I realize how blessed I really am to have this opportunity, to have this moment, this one gem of a moment in my life that makes me, no matter what, the hardest times I'm going through, it's all worldly stuff, because I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God is real. Like, I was crying so much that I couldn't even sing, but the words just came out of my mouth. The words, our God is an awesome God, just came out of my mouth, and I just started singing it in front of all these people. And I don't remember anything else that happened after that, except for, I guess, I don't know if Pat came back, Christina was there, I don't know what, but, and you know the one weird thing about it? I didn't realize what happened until probably 3 or 4 years later. And it was actually my friend John, when we were growing up, in grade 10, I started hanging out with him, and he was a Jehovah's Witness, actually. He was going to the Jehovah's Witness there with his mom. And when he came and gave his life to God, he kind of mentioned to me, or to us the one day, he mentioned to me, like, how amazing of a thing just happened to me. And I really didn't actually think about it until after that. I was like, wow. I don't know if it's because, you know, I was young and immature and not understanding really what life is and what that the stuff here just doesn't happen overnight. This is not a normal thing that would just happen, right? So, and then again, for example, this week when I got an email asking if I'd share my testimony tonight. Again, tonight I was thinking, I never really realized about it, again, how a testimony can touch other people that are going through hard times. Right? If we don't share our testimonies, things that God has done in our life, how would anybody else know that what God can do for us? And, you know, through us. And I believe that the Lord allows these things to happen to us so that we can tell others. So that we have something that we can share God in more of an in-depth than just saying, oh, God is real. How do you know God is real? I just know. I have faith. But no, these little gems, these little testimonies, these little gems that He gives us is what we're supposed to give to others. Those, we're supposed to, like, break a piece off. You know, break a piece off and I give a piece to you, Pat. You know, and I hope that little gem would stay with you, just even in just a thought. And when things are going in hard times for him, that he can think, you know, I met this guy once. God is real, you know. I'm not saying that he's going to do that for every last one of you, because we don't know. God has all different plans for each and every last one of us. He has different things that he wants us to do. He has different ideas for us and different paths that he wants us to be on. But again, just do not forget to share those testimonies with others. Share the amazing things that God has done with each and every last one of you. You know, with your friends, with your family, with your coworkers. Those are hard ones, trust me. But you know what? I've actually, a little side story of that. I was working for a taxi service at one point. I was doing deliveries and I was kind of a mechanic for them, whatever, go and pick them up when they were broken down. And there was one gentleman there that worked there, and I was able to share with him my testimony one time. And I was nervous because I was only like, I don't know, must have been like 17 at the time. And I got to share with him, and about a couple weeks later, he was going through some hard times. You know what? He gave me a call and asked me to pray for him. You know? But if I wouldn't have shared my testimony with him, or if I wouldn't have gave him a little glimpse of that God is real in my life, that I know, he probably would never have called. He wouldn't have had enough courage to call, you know, and ask for prayer. Just imagine for your mom or your dad, you know, if something happens for you and you're able to share with your mom and dad and they see a change in your life. You know, see a change that you've given your life to God and the change in your heart. And if they don't know the Lord, they see all these things. They will see what the difference is in your heart, you know. And my little daughter, I have a 3-year-old and a 6-week-old. That's why I'm very tired right now, kind of mellow. So anyways, my daughter the other day, we were driving home from Timmins actually, and she just, out of the blue, sitting in her car seat, she says, Mommy, she says, I don't ever want to leave Jesus. I want to stay with Jesus. And I looked at my wife and I'm like, okay, where is she going with this? And 3 years old. And so my wife, because I'm driving, she turns around and starts explaining to her how she could stay to stay with Jesus, right? So she tells her, talks with her, and says, you know, like, about you can give your heart to God and, you know, and tell him you forgive him for all your sins, and 3-year-old probably doesn't really understand all that. But she just kind of told her all about that. She says, okay, thanks, Mommy. So, well, 4 minutes later, like, she's just thinking back there. And she says, not to any of us, she goes, God, please don't leave me. And then she goes, looks at my wife, and she says, like that, Mommy?
Yeah,
exactly.
Wow.
Amen. That's all I got to say. Yeah. I had to try not to cry when I was driving, right? But that's just such an amazing, I don't know, it's a little testimony, it's my daughter's, but it's mine. So again, I just want to mention, just don't forget, don't be shy to share what God has done in your life, because you never know who it'll touch and who it'll help in what time.